How do you have more aha moments? What are the things that we need to do to have those less dramatic wake-up calls in our life that are gentle, that help us just live our lives proactively, ahead of the game, before the crisis occurs? And I thought of 10 things. You ready? I want to share with you 10 things that I think will help us to be more proactive. Number one.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy continues his teaching, how to have more aha moments. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center. That's what we call a tease. We're going to get into these 10 things starting today as we continue this series on how to have more of these, what we call aha moments, kind of those moments you wake up and you maybe in the middle of the night or when you're reading scripture or the Holy Spirit is moving in your life or someone says something to you and you go, aha, and it's a powerful moment as opposed to waiting for those crisis moments in our life. So I hope you'll stay with us. This is a very practical, powerful teaching for you and for all members, by the way, the entire teaching on aha moments coming your way on CD to say thank you for all of our ongoing monthly members to the Intentional Living Center. Which reminds me, if you're not, you're thinking, well, how do I find out about that? Just come on over to our website. Lots of information for you at theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you can click on the donate, and it'll tell you about the membership and so on. And then come and join us. We'd love to have you be on the journey with us. Okay, we're going to move on over to the teaching studio where I continue this very important teaching. It's a foundational teaching from Intentional Living that really focuses on change and no change versus aha moments versus crisis moments and what those mean to you and how they can be transformational in your life. So with that, let's get over to the teaching studio and begin again today.
It could be in the job. It could be in your career. It could be in your health. Could be in your finance, any of the essential areas that we talk about at Intentional Living. And so what happens is we get a self-inflicted moment and all of a sudden we decide to change. Okay, I had the heart attack, now I'm gonna start eating healthy, I'm gonna lose weight, I'm gonna take better care of myself. I got a problem in my marriage, a crisis, now I'm gonna start to really deal with how do I make my marriage work. People that live in this box, and by the way, many of us do, it's a reactive approach to life. We're reacting to what happens. Now, it's better to react than not react. But what happens to many people is they get a self-inflicted moment in life and there's no change. And this is a box that I call self-destructive. I read last night, staggering number, 2013 study, that the number of people who have a heart incident in their life, either heart attack or something serious with their heart, only 4.3% of the people will change, stop smoking, if they're smoking, change their diet and exercise. 4.3%. Some do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but as far as the things that you have to do, only 4.3%. 25% of people do nothing after a heart attack. Zero. Nothing. They make no changes in their life whatsoever. Staggering. But you know what? We live in this. You all know people who keep doing the same dumb thing over and over and over and over. Right? What? Got real quiet in here because, because we all do it. Because the patterns of the way we live tend to draw us back into this box. Now, I was thinking about this, the aha moments for a moment. An aha moment on this side of the graph. An aha moment is one of those moments early in the game where you say, aha, there's a better way of doing this, right? God's got something better for me, maybe, than if I stay on the path I'm on and I'm going to make a change. But there are people that have an aha moment. They have a wake-up kind of call in their life. They have that sense of something's not right, I need to make a change, but they still don't do a change. And people who live in this box down here I call self-reliant. I can do it my way. I know better. Have you ever done that? You know facts, you hear things, and you just say, yeah, but it's not me. You know, it's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen to somebody else. I left the best box for last. These are the folks who have aha moments, and they make a change. Does that make sense? Early in the game. And I look at this as a proactive life. I was going to say intentional, but I thought it wouldn't have the impact of saying proactive. But it really is an intentional life, isn't it? And as I started to think about this some, I was contemplating, how is it, if it's true, that we want to have a more proactive life? We want to have more aha moments. I'm convinced we are so busy in our life that we don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on. I'm speaking for myself, working on the next goal, the next whatever it is that seems so important to us, that those aha moments just kind of come and go. And we don't stop and really say, aha, now what am I going to do about this, what I've learned? You know, you think about Moses in the Old Testament where it says that when he saw the burning bush, he turned to it to see what was going on. That was an aha moment for Moses, right? And the scripture says that when God saw that Moses had turned, that's when he spoke to him. And in our busyness in life, God wants to speak to us with more aha moments and I think less crisis moments, and we miss it.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment to continue how to have more aha moments.
Are you in need of a nutrition makeover?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is King Hoover, our intentional health coach.
Your healthier body is 30% gym and 70% kitchen, so recalibrate your plate with these tips. First, you may not be eating enough. The foundation of long-term fat loss is building muscle, but unless you're putting in enough fuel, your arms will wither just as fast as your waistline. Fix this problem by using a calorie calculator. Many online are free. Just try to get only 30% of your calories from fats, 40% from carbs, and 30% from protein. The muscle you build will help you burn more calories even while you're asleep. And who doesn't want to wake up slimmer than they went to bed? For Intentional Living, I'm King Hoover.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. Dr. Randy's program today is from a larger teaching called How to Have More Aha Moments. And when you become a monthly supporter, you'll receive our Intentional Living new member kit as thanks. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4.
And the scripture says that when God saw that Moses had turned, that's when he spoke to him. And in our busyness in life, God wants to speak to us with more aha moments, and I think less crisis moments, and we miss it. And that's really intentional living, to be able to live more in a more proactive way. So as I drew this out, and you can kind of see how my mind works, and I'm thinking through this process of if aha moments are important and change coming from an aha moment, how do you have more aha moments? What are the things that we need to do to have those less dramatic wake-up calls in our life that are gentle, that help us just live our lives proactively, ahead of the game, before the crisis occurs? And I thought of 10 things. You ready? I want to share with you 10 things that I think will help us to be more proactive. Number one is Scripture. The Bible says in Psalm 19 that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When we get into the Bible, I would encourage us as we open it not to be in such a hurry to say, I'm reading through the Bible this year, which is a good thing to do, but to say, Lord, as I read this passage, give me an aha moment. Give me a moment as I read this that I gain some insight from my life today where I am. Because there are times that you can read Scripture now, when you read it 10 years ago, it had a different significance than it does to you today. You had those moments where you read a passage and you're right in a place in life where you say, aha. And to be able to say, God, give me an aha moment. It may be in one verse or a passage, maybe in a story that we hear from someone's life in Scripture. It may come from a command or a principle that's being taught. It may come from the Old Testament or the New Testament. It may come subtly or it may be just right in your face. But one of the ways we can have more aha moments in order to be more proactive in our life and make changes is to read Scripture. Amen? We believe that? Okay. Number two is to pray. Prayer. You know, it says in Matthew 7, ask and you shall receive. I think sometimes we think of that verse in terms of Lord stuff. You know, I'm going to ask and I'm going to receive stuff. That isn't what necessarily what God's speaking of. He's speaking of the things that we really need. Ask and you will receive. I think in prayer to say, Lord, in 2018, I ask you to give me more aha moments. Keep the crisis moments away. I want more aha moments. I want to have more of those moments where I'm just, aha. I hear what you're saying. Your Spirit is speaking to me. And as a result of that, I can make a decision to change. I can make a decision to move in a different direction, to make a better decision, to respond differently than I have in the past. So the power of prayer, is this rocket science? I mean, we understand the dynamics, but I have eight more. All right, let's see if we can get them all on the board here. Number three is good counsel. I think that we really miss this so much in our lives. You know, the Scripture says in Proverbs 15 that plans fail for lack of good counsel. Do you have people that you can go to who are smart, godly, experienced, mature, quicker, faster than you are? Someone who's been down the path a little bit, who's experienced things, that can give you good counsel that you can sit down with and just say, I'm facing this in my life. Can you give me some feedback?
We all need those people. I have them over my lifetime, and they've made a difference, probably protecting me from some of my own humanity and decisions over the years. We're talking about having more aha moments. We'll continue this series next time. And a reminder, members, you'll receive this entire teaching, all of it on one CD, this entire week, all on one CD. Again, our way of saying thank you and also to encourage you and teach you, because we know that you tune in, you tune out. You can't always listen to the entire program. This way you can pop it in or download it onto your iPod or listen to it at your convenience. And we'll be sending it to you. Which reminds me, if you're not a member of the Intentional Living Center, you can receive it as well. Become a member today. Join us. Your monthly support qualifies you to receive our ongoing teaching. Plus, we're going to send you a new member kit with two of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center and the One Thing wristband, and a lot of thanks from us for your ongoing support. Just go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. I've got a couple of callers standing by to tell us about some challenges in their life that they have faced that hurt their ability to experience more aha moments, coming up shortly.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If you don't know where you are going, you might wind up someplace else. It's a famous quote from Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra, and it's a great description of what happens when you live an unintentional life. How about you? If you're not where you want to be, then start living an intentional life in Jesus Christ. A great place to begin the journey is by becoming a member of the Intentional Living Center. Join today and you'll receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit as our thanks. And every month you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4.
Since I were toddlers, I've been a single mom, and I promised God that I would raise them to love Him the most and to know Him. And I promised them that no one would ever love them more than God could, and He created them for a reason. So in the process of that, I tried, tried different things, create family traditions, and the one that has brought the most back to us was hymn singing. It helped to teach them scripture, it helped to teach them a lot about God as small children. It was just fun, just really wonderful times together. Well, now they're grown, and my son is a Marine. He called me one day from Iraq, and he said, standing post is sometimes very boring. You're staring straight at all this sand and for hours, and it's easy to fall asleep. So I found a way not to fall asleep. Really, I was bad. He said, I sing the hymns to myself, and I try to see how many verses I can remember without stopping. He was so excited one day because he remembered 7 verses of Amazing Grace without stopping. Just wonderful to know that has come back and they're grown in teaching them about God and keeping them close to Him.
Is he still there now?
He's back again for a second time. And this helps keep him close to his sisters because he'll sometimes call them and say, I can't remember this verse. And they'll, even if it's the middle of the night, they'll get up and sing it to him. When he's had a bad day, he'll call and say, sing to me, and they will.
Wow, I bet you're proud of your family.
Oh, they're wonderful. I don't know what I'd do without them. Mm.
All right. There's a mom with a lot of love and a young man who is keeping his heart and mind intentionally on Christ. He may be doing it to stay awake, but God is using those moments to work in his life. That is intentional living. All right, let's see what Cindy has to say about a tough situation that she's facing, but really desiring, really wanting to make it a positive aha moment. She's really going to be talking more specifically about getting out of her own way, as I understand it. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Terrific. Thank you for your call. What prompted you to call today?
Totally hit home. I know people have said, just like the subject, it's us. We're fighting our own battle. I thought I grew up in this perfect family. I'm 48 years old, and just in the past probably 8 years or less, realized that there was a lot of negative words in my, what I thought, and I grew up in church from the time I was 2 weeks old. My dad's a deacon, but there were little, negative words that always held me back, even of age, that my dad just was like, I feel like some kind of a control issue, and never had the strength until actually 7 months ago to stand up and say, okay, I respect you as a parent, but what you're saying is not what I want. And what I want, even though it's different than yours, it's positive, and I need your support, but I'm not getting it. Anyway, move to a different state. Totally hindered our relationship. He's not happy. When he calls, he'll ask where I'm at, and then he'll go, I'm not wasting my minutes on you. Click. Anyway.
Wow.
So I've
now, he does that or you do that?
No, he does that.
So he was a real control guy. He probably felt it was his duty, or the way he loved you was to control.
I'm adopted. He never had any kids, so I don't know. He's told me before. He goes, I just feel like you're still, 15 or 16.
Yeah. So he never let you grow up.
Right. Anyway, I have overcome a lot coming here and moving alone on my own. I will be debt-free when I get my taxes back.
It's good.
Which is a huge goal. I had a brand new car, sold it anyway. And that's a huge accomplishment. Moved somewhere that was kind of like, nobody's been to my place because it's trashy, but I knew I wanted to meet my goal to be debt-free. And so I've done that. But my other thing is I know I can be more in my work atmosphere. I have some college. I have people tell me all the time, you know, like join Toastmasters. I need to be more, get your resume out there. And that negativity just comes back. I'll cry every day, every minute that I can't do it, that I'm not meant to do, you know, that I can't, I won't succeed.
Well, Cindy, listen, we have this chatterbox that goes on in our head all the time. And it, some of it is from our past. It can be from things that were said to us. But no matter what's happened in the past, no matter who's spoken to it, no matter what kind of a home we've grown up in, at the end of the day, we've got to make a decision. And it sounds like you are. You're moving the direction to say, I'm going to not allow that chatter to control how I think, how I respond to life. I'm not going to continue to trip over that. The Bible says to us, and boy, you want a great passage to go read, Cindy, would be to go into the book of Ephesians and read chapter 4, 4 and 5. Those are, you know, all, of course, all of Ephesians, but those two chapters really speak a lot about the renewing of our minds and putting our minds on Him and how we respond in life. Philippians chapter 4 is another great passage that reminds us whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy to think on such things. I would encourage you, didn't ask, but I would encourage you, Cindy, to pray about the fact that you've moved away from family. And that can be a healthy thing, but also doesn't mean just because you physically move from point A to point B, you're not still being controlled. And so not allow resentment or anger or bitterness, even though you're miles away, to really take hold in your life. What would be really good for you, Cindy, I think, would be in your new home to find a great church, get some really positive type people in your life who know Christ, who are strong spiritually, who are mature, who can speak into your life and encourage you and help build you up. I think that would be a really powerful thing for you. And Cindy, I'll tell you what, we're going to be praying for you here at Intentional Living, okay?
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate your call, and I'm glad you're listening from Oklahoma.
My name is Tiara, and I am about to get married in exactly 19 days. And my premarital pastor decided to ask us a lot of questions, and he wound up telling us that we were both really immature and we needed to seriously consider a lot of things. And I have been spending a lot of time in prayer because of it. And so is my future spouse. And I really appreciate this program. I don't usually listen to it, but I wound up turning on it at the right time, and I really do appreciate it. And I'm actually taking a lot of notes, so thank you, and God bless, and keep me in your prayers, please. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. I'm so glad you tuned in. You know, I don't think there's any accidents in life. God ordains things, and the fact that you tuned in and maybe heard something that spoke to you, that's why we're here. I will tell you this. This is a five-second message. If you have a green, light, move. If you have a yellow, red light, you better stop or at least slow down, okay? All right. Billy Joe joins us from Michigan. She has a situation of turning a life of being in her own way to the opportunity to experience more aha moments in her life. Hi, Billy Joe.
Hey, sir. How are you today?
Good, good. Looks like you had to get out of your own way, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. Yeah. God had been trying to get my attention for years, and I was like, not right now, God. I'm too busy doing me. Maybe later. Not right now. And it finally come a time in my life where he said, you know what? I've had enough of the not right now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, what it took for me was I went to prison for 6 years. And I'm grateful for that, because had I not reached that rock bottom, I would not be where I am today.
Wow.
And it took for me to hit that rock bottom where I could literally look up. And I asked him, I begged and pleaded with him to take the want, the need, the desire completely, totally away from me. Because everyone knows drugs are more plentiful inside them walls than they are on the streets. Hmm. And if I wanted to use when I was locked up, I could have used. But that's not what I chose to do. That's not the life that I wanted anymore for myself. I wanted to live a life for God, something that was going to be pleasing to Him.
Hmm.
And I thank him every single day. I'm grateful. I mean, I'm very grateful that he even sees seen fit to spear me. You know, I mean, me, of all people.
Amen. How long you been on this new journey, Billy Job?
Almost 30 years.
Good for you.
And I'm just, I just, even today, I'm overwhelmed.
You know, I'll tell you something, Billy Job. The reason, and you're not perfect, I'm not perfect, and even in our attempts to be more intentional, we're never going to be perfect. But the reason the tears are because of the pain. And I think when sometimes when we get to the lowest point, the passion to really trust God more intentionally and live, as we say here, intentionally, increases. Because you realize where you've been. You know where you've landed. And now you got something much better. It's powerful. Okay, thank you, Billy Job. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you all for your ministry. It really helped me to live an intentional life in Christ Jesus. I am a new believer in this walk. I thank you for the encouragement that you give us on an every day-to-day basis, and I do listen to you every day.
I really appreciate the encouragement and the spirit-led advice that you give on your talk show. It's very much appreciated. It's very encouraging, very uplifting.
I love your heart, man. I listen to you all the time, and you're very encouraging. You're very straight. You know, you just use the word and God's principles, and you just encourage me.
Hi, Doctor. First of all, I'd like to say to you and your listeners, thank you very much for supporting this radio station. It's helping me in my new walk with Christ.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for your stories, and I enjoy hearing them personally because they encourage me and they certainly encourage our staff, but I want you as a supporter, just talking to those of you who are members of the Intentional Living family in your monthly support, that's what you're supporting. And we just give you samples of the hundreds of people, thousands over the last few years that I've seen personally stand at just our events to make a one thing commitment for their marriage, for their family, for their own life in Christ. Not to mention the emails and the comments that we've had, over 50,000 people that have taken our online class, One Thing Challenge. We have hundreds of small groups that have been started over the years, going through our video series on marriage and parenting and intentional living. And all of it because of your support. So we want to say thank you. If you're not a member, come and join us. Be a part of it. We're going to send you a new member kit. And included in there will be the teaching for this month on having more aha moments, the entire CD. Just go to theintentionallife.com. More aha moment teaching next time from the Intentional Living Center. See you then.